With shortages of tests being an ongoing problem, one laboratory at the University of Iowa took matters into their own hands and developed a take-home, self-administered COVID-19 test based on spit. I'm Ursula Rudenberg in Ames, Iowa. I spoke with Dr. Val Sheffield, director of the Interdepartmental Research Program in Human Molecular Genetics at the Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences Department at the University of Iowa's Carver College of Medicine. When the pandemic started, Dr. Sheffield realized that testing he conducts for researching blindness could actually be applied to testing for the coronavirus.
I'm a molecular geneticist and medical geneticist, and they were closing laboratories here at the university so people could socially isolate. And I realized that I had everything in my laboratory that would be needed to do COVID-19 testing. And so perhaps I could just test people in my laboratory. And so that's how we started. However, there was a shortage of nasal swabs for testing. So then we said, well, why should we use swabs at all? Maybe we could just have people spit. When people are swabbing, they shove this probe through the nose all the way to the back of the throat, and that's where they collect cells from. Well, what if we have people just sort of snort through their nose and then get everything into the front of their mouth as spit/sputum? And then they spit that into a container, and then we test that. And so we did that on a bunch of uninfected people, and our data showed we get these cells that are the cells that would be infected with the virus if people were infected. We have both positive controls that show we could detect the virus, and we have a negative controls that shows we shouldn't detect the virus if it's not there. And we got assistance from a wonderful physician here at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. He could ask patients who have COVID-19 whether they would be interested in enrolling in our study. And so we've tested them. We've shown that our collection method works extremely well. We're at least 30 for 30. And we've also enrolled known negative people who were tested, and we've tested them, and we're 30 for 30 in demonstrating that they're negative.
So far the test has worked 100% of the time.
Correct. So the next step for us is to go to the Food and Drug Administration and get official approval to use our test, at least on an emergency basis, during this COVID-19 pandemic.
How long does that usually take to get approval like that?
Regular FDA approval can take months to years. With this emergency usage, you're supposed to be able to get approval within, say, a few weeks to a couple of months.
What goes into making the test?
Making the test, I would say, means everything both upstream and downstream of actually performing the test. So you've got to have all the tubes and containers. There's a liquid solution that kills the virus, and it preserves the RNA from the virus that you're actually looking for. And so getting all those things together, deliverable, and then get the samples in from patients, get them to a laboratory, have all the machinery to process them rapidly, keeping track of all the test results and delivering the test results to the patients and their physicians. So all that takes a lot of coordination. And so right now, I could probably scale up in my laboratory to doing maybe 500 to 1,000 tests a day. Delivering the results would be a process that we still have to figure out. Our goal is to get the FDA approval and then start doing some testing in our laboratory that will demonstrate that it's doable at a larger scale than we're currently doing.
Obviously, this is a product, so to speak, that has a huge, huge market.
I'm not in this for any money. There's been other spit tests developed out there from Rutgers University and some company, and their solution and everything is proprietary. I want everything open source so that anybody can use it.
Why don't you want to make money off of it?
I'm really not in it for the money. My life has been about doing research. I'm a physician, take care of patients, and if we can use our stuff to help with a pandemic, even in a little way or a local way, that's better than money. Some of the frustrating things why I wanted to get into this is that, for example, we heard that in Cedar Rapids there were elderly care facilities, you know, residential care facilities, that were having relatively large outbreaks of their staff and residents, and they weren't getting tested fast enough. And I've got a 93-year-old mother-in-law that lives in such a nice residence here in Iowa City, where they had two staff members test positive. I asked myself, why isn't somebody testing everybody in such situations so they can stop the progression of the virus in such facilities? So we potentially hope to target specific places and being able to help.
Thank you for speaking with me, Dr. Sheffield.
Well, thank you, Ursula.
This is Ursula Rudenberg reporting for Pacifica Radio Network from Iowa.